You're listening to Grow Great, the podcast. Hi, my name is Randy Cantrell. Happy Memorial Day. It is May the 29th, 2017. Today, it's a quick hit, and I've entitled it Tuesday Happens. Over the weekend, you've made a decision. Maybe it was a solution to a problem. Maybe it was something that you just think will work. Maybe it's something that you're dead solid certain will work, some new idea. Maybe you spotted an opportunity and you plan to exploit that opportunity. And in your head, you can see it working. It's a game changer. You have managed to elevate your optimism over the last 48 hours. And man, does it feel great. And you're thinking to yourself, boy, it is about time. And on Monday morning, you hit the ground running. You deploy this optimism and it's contagious. And man, you're feeling pumped. Then Tuesday happens. Some new problem erupts. Some got to handle it right now. Situation happens. And maybe it's nothing major. It's just business as usual. It's a distraction, a fire that requires your firefighting skills, because after all, that's who and what you are. Gone is that weekend epiphany and the energy that it brought to you. And you're right back at it. You're just right back at it again, doing what you've always been doing for years, fighting the fight. Life and business is exhilarating and a grind. In short, it's an exhilarating grind. It fuels you, but at the same time, it just can sap us all at the same time. The paradox of being a small business owner, the price that we all pay for being true operators. Tuesday happens every week. It's close enough to the beginning of a week and the ending of a weekend, and it's close enough to be destructive and very dangerous. Close enough to sucking us right back into the same rut that envelops us every other week. We're no different than other people. Not really. We're no different than other people who endure the mundane common occurrences of life. And we're also no different in that it takes a lot to push us to change. It takes a lot to compel us to improve. Most often, something dramatic has to happen. And if something dramatic doesn't happen to push us to consider doing something differently, then more often than not, we don't do anything differently. Friction points. I was not yet out of my teen years when, as a hi-fi salesman, I learned the power of friction in selling. Well, what I better said, the power of reducing friction. That in sales, if we can eliminate or reduce the friction, more likely than not, we can make the sale. Now, in retailing, if you want to make sure that you won't sell it, of course, this does not apply to fine jewelry where it is absolutely expected. If you want to make sure that it won't sell, put it under glass. Just make it difficult for the shopper to check it out. Make it difficult for them to put their hands on it. And in doing that, you'll make it difficult for them to buy it. But friction in the context of what we're talking about today in this quick hit about Tuesday happens is about today. And it's got big power in your daily and your weekly habits. It's just too easy. It's just way too easy to keep doing what you've always done. There's just too much friction to change because we keep going in the same direction. And it's easier to keep going in the same direction. It's difficult to turn direction. That's the power of Tuesday morning. We need to realize that we can leverage and utilize friction for our benefit instead of our stagnation. Okay, how can we do that? Well, you might be able to do it alone, but not likely. Because if you could have done it alone, if you could have done it by yourself, you'd have likely figured that out by now, don't you think? I'm not saying it's impossible, but I'm just saying that it's crazy hard and very, 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 very few people have got the discipline, the interest, who knows, whatever other elements are required to do it alone because the friction is so powerful against making the change. People. It's connection with other people. It's collaboration focused on achieving your most desired outcomes. That's the answer. But that has a friction all its own. Because, okay, that's great, Randy. How do you achieve that? How do you put yourself in the company of people who can help you battle and win against Tuesday morning? Well, you've likely tried it before, and it's likely failed. You talk with your wife. You go home. You talk to your husband. You confide in close friends. You have conversations with some buddies, some friends who are also business owners. And mostly those conversations, well, they can just deepen our sense of dread, even despair, because misery loves company, you know. And everybody has their own version of a Tuesday morning. We've all got our own stuff. And all these people around, they care about you. It's not that they don't care. They're just not really sure how to help you. You ever had a friend that lost a close family member? Sure, we've all experienced that. But maybe you haven't experienced it yet. How do you help that person? What do you say? Well, sometimes we don't know what to say. Doesn't mean that we don't care. It just means that we're not real sure what we ought to do. There's no process. There's no system in place for us to help. And that's likely what you have experienced as you have taken your problems or your opportunities to these people that are already in your life. It just is what it is. So you march on toward Wednesday, toward Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, one foot in front of the other, day after day, moments of optimism as you head toward yet another Tuesday morning. Processes, systems, workflows. It's like anything else in your business or your life. You need a solution that works. You need something that will work repeatedly, consistently. Predictable success. I mean, that's the name of the game. Tuesday morning is still going to happen. But you can keep going it alone. And what you'll do, you'll be that character that Bill Murray played in the movie Groundhog Day. You saw that movie. He just repeats the same day, every day, every day, every day, every day. You can live like that. Many of us do. Or you can decide that you're going to make the friction more intense against not improving. You can make the friction be against not growing. That is, you can make it easier to grow and to change, and you can make it harder to avoid growth and to avoid improvement. Boy, wouldn't that be great? The answer is accountability. Be accountable to other people. People who can safely, securely, and confidentially hold you accountable for the decisions that you make to grow. Every business owner on the globe wants to grow and improve. I have not yet ever met a business owner that said, no, I'm not interested in growth. I'm not interested in improvement. Now, they may not be interested in the work that it takes, but they want the outcome. But I'm fully convinced that most people don't know how. They work hard. Some work harder than others, but by and large, we work hard. We push, we grind, and way too often we grow more frustrated by the day. Now, here's the huge elephant in the room. We can embrace social media and we can pay close attention to all the phony messages that the world puts out there because the world has gone amok with success, high achievement, out-of-the-world accomplishment. And when we look at ourselves up against that, we're just ridiculously dissatisfied because the lie that the world tells is a lie that takes a real heavy toll on us because we don't measure up. We look like a loser. We look like a loser compared to Sir Branson because it's a lie. We are holding our life up against a false reality of fakes. I'm not saying Sir Branson is a fake. He's an outlier. And it's either going to be a fake or an outlier that we're going to compare ourselves to. We're going to compare ourselves to these people who seem to have it all together. And man, they've got the lifestyles of the rich and famous. And we're just battling and battling. Or it's the true article. It's the Sir Bransons who have achieved just insane financial success that is probably less than 1/100th of 1% of all business owners. And, you know, it just drives up our expectation. That just adds to our frustration. The reality is that there are millions and millions and millions of other small business owners just like us, accomplished, high achieving, but sometimes struggling, driven to succeed, driven to reach higher altitudes. And we just know and believe that if we just had a little bit of support, a little bit of help, by people who understood us, if we could just find people like us, then we would be able to reduce or maybe completely eliminate this friction of a Tuesday morning, the friction that prevents us from growing. Ripe is rotting. It will not help us build a business where we're growing great. It will not help us build a great growing business. Ripe equals stagnation. It's a refusal to change or just to not know how. It's all the same. Growth, on the other hand, you and I both know, growth is thrilling. Man, it's exciting, isn't it? It's exciting to see growth and progress in our business, in our employees, in our lives. So ditch the people in your life who don't contribute to your energy. Embrace the people who most challenge you to grow. If there aren't people like that, get those people in your life. Value the people who care about you, but the people who are willing to hold you accountable. And the people who know how. They're your true friends. In every realm of life, it's the people around us who elevate us. The very best antidote against Tuesday morning is surrounding ourselves with people who can push us to get past the Tuesday mornings of our life. People who have their own struggles with Tuesday morning and people who need you to do the same thing for them that they can do for you. You don't think it's possible? Well, you're wrong. It's very possible. My name is Randy Cantrell. The website is growgreat.com. That's also the podcast. I would appreciate it if you would subscribe. I would appreciate it even more if you would subscribe and leave a review. All the best to you and your small business. Find more details and other ways to contact me at growgreat.com. See you.